Hey everyone, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. So today's video, we are going to be demonstrating how to use the Denman brush. Now, since I've been on YouTube, I've been exploring different curl techniques from different people on YouTube, and this has been one that, wow, the results of it are crazy. I mean, you know, I usually don't use a brush at all or a comb. It's very seldom. So it's gonna be interesting to show you guys these results, and I think you're gonna be like, I need one right now. I washed my hair, conditioned my hair. I haven't put any product in it. Now the items that I have with me over here are Miss Jessie's Pillow Soft Curls. I have some water just in case my hair is a little bit too dry. The best results I've seen with this brush is when people use it with their hair like nearly dripping wet. So I'm gonna show you guys how to do that technique. First, I'm gonna take this towel at my hair. This is a microfiber towel from Diva Curl. It's supposed to make it less frizzy and not dry your hair out as much. So yeah, shout out to that. And first thing I'm gonna do is take my towel out. And my hair has dried a bit because I've been doing this video. So my hair is kind of like not nice right now. It's not as wet as I like it to be when I put my product in, but it's all good. So what I'm gonna do is just, you're gonna wanna section your hair off, but at the same time, like, it doesn't have to be perfect. That's the one good thing about, not the one good thing, there's a lot of good things about curly hair, but that's one of the good things about curly hair is it doesn't have to be done perfectly. So as you can see, my hair is kind of dry right here. So what I'm gonna do is take this water and spray it on there. I like to be nearly like soaking wet. Now I'm gonna get my Miss Jessie's Pillow Soft Curls. And I'm not gonna get as much as I usually get. I'm just gonna get like a little bit because I'm only doing a little bit. I guess that wasn't really that little for this little section. But I'm just gonna put it here. And now that I have my product in and it's nice and brushed out, you're gonna get your Denman brush. And you're gonna brush the end. Now, so I've seen some people do it from the top. However, I heard that's not the best way to do it. So I'm really gonna focus on the ends because you're gonna want your curls to be defined at the end. And you kind of let your just natural curl kind of form. This is also the bottom of my hair, so it's not as nice. It's not as like curly. So that probably wasn't the best place to start to show you guys the example. But this is also the bottom, which is a little textured. So I have that piece up now that's really wet, so I'm gonna get this. I'm just showing you guys a few pieces and then I'm gonna put the product throughout my whole hair because it's easier that way, because right now I'm like, I feel like I'm putting too much product. You see how you have like those full pieces? I just colored my hair too, so it's a little weird right now. No, I'm not gonna put my color routine on here because I'm not a professional and y'all are not about to come for me for trying to do what I do and it not work out. All right, so here's my product. But I love how it forms already because like look at that versus like this. All right, so we're gonna do this. I go from like halfway of my hair. I mean, I guess it depends how long your hair is what you should do. But yeah, see, I love that. Love defined curls. See? All right, so I am going to do some more and then I'll be back to y'all to show you how I get the look. One sec, y'all. So I just did this side and I did, you know, that bottom layer, but I didn't do the top layer, but look how different the result is. And this is usually, this is product. I put product in my whole head. And this is the difference already. Well, I'm going to be diffusing my hair only a little bit, and then I'm gonna let the rest air dry, and I'm gonna come back in and check in with y'all so you can see the difference of my normal routine versus this. I never knew that a brush could do that. I've seen the brush before, I just never looked at it twice. You learn something new every day. Just diffused my hair for like 10 minutes. I'm gonna let the rest air dry because that's how I see the best results. But towards the end, I'm gonna diffuse it because I like volume and I feel like when you diffuse it towards the end, that's where you get your volume because you have to make sure
Everything in here is dry.
You can see the curls are way more defined than they usually are at this point. At this point, they're usually not this like bouncy and defined.
I'm debating if I want to still let it air dry or if I should start diffusing again because it's drying so nice naturally that I'm like, oh my God.
Diffusing just is quick.
I live by a fire department.
Quiet on set.
But for video purposes, I always found it more convenient to diffuse.
I'm letting my hair air dry for quite a bit now, and if I wait, then I'm gonna be waiting like hours. So I'm gonna take my Diva Curl Frizz Free Volumizing Foam, and I'm gonna put it in my hair, and then I'm gonna diffuse it a bit more. They say mixing mousses with curl cream can potentially make your hair crunchy and frizzy, but I'm gonna just be very careful how I do this today. And I'm gonna lightly diffuse on a very cool setting. So hopefully that will help the process. So yeah, I didn't really make it frizzy by applying it, so that's good. Put it on the other side. Now that I put all the mousse in throughout my whole hair, I'm gonna diffuse it and see how that goes. I'm gonna diffuse it on the cool setting. And then I'm gonna go onto warm. I'm not gonna go onto like hot, but just like a little bit warm. I might need it. To diffuse because I thought that I wouldn't get the full curly Denman brush effect. However, it's still working out. I've never diffused while using the Denman brush. I just usually let it air dry, but then I notice it gets kind of flat. So if I have time, I'll go back and diffuse it. But I'm loving the way the curls are coming out. As you can see, like my curls don't always come out like this, like as bouncy and as full. It's not dry yet, of course. Y'all know it's not that easy. Now I'm letting the rest air dry because it's really just my root area. As you can see, these curls are like the best curls I've ever had in my life. Like I love the way that the Denman brush like forms them. Everybody's hair texture is different, but I literally watched videos on like 5 or 6 different hair textures and everyone loved their results and they all got defined curls. So don't think just because you may have like a kinkier hair texture or if you have a looser hair texture that it's not gonna work on you, this will still work on you. And when you guys try it out, let me know what you think because I am like, I'm shook. Look at this. I never have curls like this. Oh, they're so cute. This one's actually really wet, so I probably shouldn't mess with it. Yeah, when you have wet curls, you don't wanna really mess with them. But when this dries completely, it's gonna be so nice and it's probably gonna last me more days because I feel like I used the Denman brush the other day and it lasted me. My curls were good overnight for like 4 days and that's amazing, so yeah. I hope you guys like this video. The Denman brush is not that expensive. You can also get it at your local beauty supply store because that's where I got it from. Thank you guys for tuning into this video. It has been so helpful for me having this brush, so I really hope it helps some people out with your curly hair routine. I switched mine up, y'all. It took a little longer, but it's worth it. So if you know you wanna have curls for consecutive days, I would take the time to do this routine for sure. But make sure if you guys haven't subscribed that you subscribe and leave a comment. Let me know if you have any questions in the comments and I'll try to do my best to answer them related to this video, of course. Thank you guys for watching and I cannot wait to see you guys next video.